Europe is still on edge after two brutal terrorist attacks in France that claimed the lives of 17, including 12 at the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, and 4 at a kosher food market. Law enforcement agencies across the continent launched investigations into the links between the terrorist Kaouchi brothers and Amedi Coulibaly killed in France and other groups of violent extremists. Two armed men were killed and 13 others were held for questioning after a raid on an apartment in Belgium, where officials say a local extremist group was planning an imminent attack. Dozens more suspected terrorists and supporters were arrested or detained in France, Germany, and Greece. In the U.S., conservative, mostly Republican politicians quickly used the terrorist attacks in France to counter the calls by many Americans to reform the National Security Agency's blanket surveillance both at home and abroad. After former NSA contractor and whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed the broad scope of the agency's warrantless surveillance programs that monitor phone and electronic communications, some congressional leaders moved to support legislation that would trim back and reform the NSA's spying powers. But after the French terrorist attacks, the climate in Washington appears to be shifting. GOP Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Bob Corker of Tennessee, and Richard Burr of North Carolina were among the Republicans who made multiple media appearances to support increased funding and flexibility for the NSA to enhance their power to more effectively connect the dots to prevent a future Charlie Hebdo-like attack in the U.S. Your reporter spoke with Colleen Raleigh, a former FBI special agent who wrote a critical memo and testified before Congress to describe some of the FBI's pre-9/11 failures. Here she warns that a rush to expand warrantless dragnet surveillance in response to the recent terrorist attacks in Paris would be a serious mistake.
People want to believe that collecting information, and of course this includes information on a lot of innocent people. The NSA now, it looks like it's trillions and trillions of metadata, telephone calls, emails, you know, all of your third-party records. And so people think, oh, you know, it'll be like in the movies, like in Minority Report, when they have this giant computer, it will, you know, somehow magically home in on the terrorists. We can put in a program and a profile or whatever, and it will tell us who are the terrorists. If you go back even before 9/11, there were only 16 on the CIA's watch list. There were only 16 people. Now, some of them were the hijackers, so it was a very, actually a good list at the time. That 16 has grown to something like a million. And there is no way that a million people can be surveilled, even though there's millions also of people now paid by national security. It's not possible. The French have been trying to explain why they were not able to keep these suspects that they had under surveillance. So what you want is quality, not the quantity. And again, the other thing that you want is sharing information with the public, because the public are usually the ones who are actually in the position to spot something firsthand. And so, yes, if anything, since 9/11, the situation has gotten far worse. And it's not the faults, of course, of the FBI and these counterterrorism agencies, because they're just trying desperately at this point to detect and prevent. And in some cases, they have been lucky. I think in Belgium, they had some people under surveillance. There have been some cases where they've been lucky. But ultimately, it's a mission impossible for them, because the numbers of potential people, terrorists, that have either been radicalized by fighting in Iraq or Syria, or people, they call them lone wolves, who are just watching and they spot all the bombing of Pakistan and Yemen and et cetera. This number has increased. And so from a mathematical standpoint, it's literally impossible. Now, I know the population is fearful, but they've really got to understand what's going on here and be realistic. There are ways to reduce terrorism, but it's certainly not what's been going on. And certainly surveillance and Minority Report are not going to work. I think everyone really agrees that it's not possible to prevent acts of terrorism simply by having this massive database. And in fact, it probably makes it more difficult, because if you add hay to a haystack and you're looking for a needle, it makes it even more difficult with all these names and pieces of data that are of innocent people. I think we should go back to collecting relevant information based on standards of evidence which was always the old criminal justice system.
Well, Colleen, we only have about a minute or so left, but I wanted to ask you this question. Since the revelations of Edward Snowden, pressure for reform to U.S. surveillance programs has been rising. But now with these recent terrorist attacks, there are many Republican and conservative politicians who are objecting, saying now with these latest terrorist assaults in Europe, it's not the time now to be cutting back on the scope of U.S. surveillance. And you have said that the more warrantless surveillance we have, the more unsafe we are. How do you respond to these politicians who want to stand in the way of surveillance reform?
It's going to require more people to be educated about how this works. Probably there needs to be more whistleblowers like Edward Snowden to explain this to the public so that they understand that quality matters more than quantity. And so this focus, this connecting, the need for analyzing, that obviously is important and we need to do that. But the metadata, this massive collection that's been going on, and to its credit, even the United States has dropped some of that. Right at the point of the Snowden disclosures, there has been some pullback. I think there were people that say, my gosh, this isn't working at all. So politicians, of course, are all over the map. We even have some calling for war on Muslims. Well, there's 1.6 billion Muslims. And if this is what they think is the answer to get a larger war, well, people really need to correct that, because this is the most counterproductive type of thing that can be going on, where they're trying to say this is a religious war, et cetera. And yes, there are some politicians that are saying these things. Very uneducated, ignorant politicians are calling for a larger war, which is completely wrong.
That was Colleen Raleigh, a former FBI special agent and 9/11 whistleblower. For more perspectives on efforts to reform warrantless surveillance and the debate on the most effective approaches to prevent terrorism, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.